I want them to be like high functioning people and it just be a sexual desire to fuck in a dumpster. Like, that's what I want. And then just like they passed out because of exhaustion.
Take me on top of this leftover Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most docile podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing.
That's good.
I'm not sure how you riff off of the word docile and be crazy. It kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, you're not necessarily supposed to be whatever I say we are.
That's been a thing.
I'm kind of docile.
Has it been a thing when I called us the sexiest podcast?
Fuck off.
What about the most pajama jam jam podcast?
I'm in my pajamas. My pajama jam jams.
I would love to be in my pajama jam jams.
In my most comfortable clothes I own?
No. Nothing would be the most comfortable clothes
I almost I almost wore my Batman onesie today and was just like, I don't know if I have things after this, so I don't have to go home and change. But I was this close.
Yeah.
This close.
Until I got the birthday alert, I was going to come in sweatpants and shit. But then I was like, gotta go out and do stuff.
Ugh. Things.
Birthday alert?
Yeah. Family birthdays. So I don't deal with that.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. Fucking old people.
Family. Oh, hey, you're still walking. Rock on. All right. See you in like, see you in like three more months.
Or 12.
Well, holidays.
Yeah, Christmas.
Yep, in 3 months.
Finn.
Well, like Easter.
Easter. I don't.
Family holiday.
Personally, I don't do shit for Easter anymore.
No?
Usually there is family things that go on, but I don't go anywhere. Fuck Easter.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Chris? Is that my name now?
No, there was. I was going to do a Kris Kringle joke, but then I'm like, wait a fucking second.
Welcome to Three Hit Combo Podcast with Crit, Chris,
Chris, Tam, and
Tam
Andy.
And Andy.
Pull like a Parks and Rec
we got
thing
rid of
and
Matt.
Start changing your name.
We got rid of Matt, but he sounds and looks just like Matt.
It's Matt's it's twin amazing. Brother, Chris.
So last week there was an echo on our episode. I don't know why.
I heard that, and it felt like I had taken hallucinogenic drugs. I was like, I heard the thing beforehand, and I was like,
it's the spirit of Skylar.
Fucking troll.
So hopefully this episode doesn't have it, because I have not done any troubleshooting. I got no fucking clue. It's never happened before.
No, so. Never.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
So yeah, I got no clue.
It's a program asking for help.
Uninstall me. Free me.
Please. Allocate less space.
I did a lot of networking this week.
Yeah?
A lot of, yeah, with my router and modem. Was...
Oh, I thought you meant like with people. That's what I thought.
Really?
I thought you were like, yeah, I did some networking. I talked to some other people. We're gonna get huge. I talked to
on this podcast that is One Third Technology. You thought I was talking about like furthering my career.
Yeah, yeah, I do. But yeah, cool. Tell
dude,
me
I
didn't
work
your...
for that ass, not my career.
Was that on your Valentine's Day card?
I didn't get her a card.
I got her a ring, damn it. She doesn't need a card.
I took her to Kansas City. That's all she gets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You say that like that was very little. That's all you get.
Well,
you
no.
Took
was,
her to KC.
What'd you go for?
She really fucking likes that melting pot restaurant.
You went for one restaurant?
Well, and IKEA. We got a whole new like bed set and office chair and shit, so.
All right.
That was nice.
But more importantly, food.
I was going to fucking say, there's one place that I like 3 hours away.
No. Maybe for like a Lincoln, like once a year drive down there and be like, oh, this is a good restaurant down here. But
yeah,
no, I would not with ulterior motives. I would not go down there for a restaurant with ulterior motives.
Ulterior motives. What were your ulterior motives?
Got some Swedish meatballs.
From IKEA?
Yeah. Which is random because you're supposed to eat them with lingonberries, which sounds like a fucking so hard a Swedish thing. Just a lingonberry. But apparently it's like their equivalent of our cranberry and turkey.
If the... I forgot what I was going to say.
And I had a peanut butter
and
lingonberry jam, like, toast today. It tasted like nothing. It's like randomly bland.
Didn't even taste like peanut butter.
Is the IKEA in Kansas City like in the middle of nowhere?
No, it's like around like a huge like Village Point-ish type thing.
Really? Because yeah. I was reading this article about how most IKEAs are away from other things because, you know, you can't randomly walk into IKEA and just like walk around. If you're there, you're there to buy something.
That makes sense. That's random because the IKEA in Minnesota is right next to the Mall of America. You can walk to the Mall of America.
Well, when it comes to the Mall of America, you might as well put yourself near that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. The IKEA was fucking huge. They had these cool carts. They had like a flat escalator that went down, and these carts, when they went in the wedges of the escalator, they like locked in there. Ooh. So when it was going down, you couldn't move it. It was really neat. Wow. So I was seeing people with fucking like beds going down this like escalator.
Huh.
Andy's trip to IKEA.
Yeah, escalators.
Fun fact.
They don't have those in Omaha. They don't have escalators here.
Fun facts.
I can't believe we're just now getting roads.
Just now getting roads. They had those in fucking Rome. we're just still getting roads.
Nebraska's like dusty, right? Just all dust. Empty.
Dust and cows. Mm-hmm. Dust, cows, and corn.
Yeah, there's nothing here. This is flat.
Did you see that thing I posted on Facebook? My shoe filled with corn that one time.
I want to say yes, but I don't remember the picture.
I said this is why you check your shoes in Nebraska before you put them on. It'll filled with a bunch of corn.
Where'd you get corn from?
We made corn.
Wait, you put like wet corn in your shoe?
Yeah. It was an old shoe.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine then. Wait a minute. That's fucking devoted.
I felt like a moron though. I basically had a bowl of corn and a spoon, and I was scooping it into a shoe.
This is going to be so funny on the internet.
Yeah, basically.
All the internet points. Corn, feed me.
It was very successful.
I like when...
How many likes did you get?
I can find out for
you. I like when Husky chicks are like, I'm corn-fed Nebraskan, and I'm like, you're fat.
I'm just curvy.
I said the same thing about that pig that extremely. I saw at the county fair. It is a corn-fed Nebraskan.
I'm going to eat you later.
And I'm going to eat you later.
First probably I'm going to eat you. Then I'm going to cook you.
I'm rocking a half chub now.
I got 11.
11 internet points.
Woo!
Pew, pew, pew.
So that was pretty good.
You are an internet.
I really nailed that one.
You're
speaking
internet
speaking of things I posted, did you guys see a few weeks ago when I posted that Marissa Mayer video on our page?
That was fucking random.
Fucking bae.
That was great.
Do you know how hard it was
Wait,
to
who's,
find?
Who's Marissa Mayer?
Yahoo CEO.
Oh, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer. Right. I didn't recognize her from her nickname.
Right. Go on. Any minute now.
Oh, no yeah. Pressure. It was really hard to find a angry picture of Marissa Mayer. When you texted me that. You still in love with Meghan Trainor?
Not as much as Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer.
Really? All right.
So
Matt likes powerful women.
I do like powerful women.
You telling me that like the ultimate three-way would be between those two? And you just watching? Like have like some other person involved.
I was gonna say then we would need to add another person.
I'll do it.
Theodore from the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah.
800 AC.
Alright.
AD.
Just any Theodore or like
no, Theodora.
We need
from the Byzantine Empire.
Well, we're doing,
I thought you said Theodore.
We need someone
like
with
the chipmunk.
Experiences and multiple people.
So I don't know who that would be, but Theodore.
What about Neo? What about just Keanu Reeves?
No.
Keanu Reeves.
He'd just show up, be like,
just melancholy about the whole thing. Just act like he's not enjoying himself.
People like me for some reason.
Whoa.
Whoa. He looks at you walking naked, and he's just like, whoa.
Excellent.
That's all he does during sex is quote his fucking movies.
Or that's his orgasm. Whoa. It's in the middle of it, just in an air guitar. Was he Bill or Ted?
He was Ted.
Okay. I wish I knew that so that the joke was smoother. I wanted to include Bill in here somewhere, maybe filming or jerking it or something.
If they ever make a third movie, I will be a very happy Andy. Apparently it's being written.
I heard the same thing about Step Brothers 2, and I won't be a very happy Tam.
Why?
I don't want that movie to have a sequel. I don't know where they'd go. There's no
Yeah. Step Brothers
they would go back to the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
That part was great. Fucking Catalina.
Okay, we need to get off this topic because I will quote this movie all day. So networking. Yeah. Back to our original
Holy
topic.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We took a crazy hard turn.
So I spent like all week trying to get my internet speeds up because they were really shitty. Some things I have, like my desktop, my phone, can get on our 5 gigahertz network, which was super fast. I was getting like 30 meg downloads.
Nice.
But my desktop or my laptop was getting like 5. And so it kind of depended on the firmware I installed on my wireless card. If I had the newest one, it was like feast or famine. It would be like, I would get like 20 or less than 1, depending on how it felt. Or the card or the firmware I have now would be like consistently in the middle. Mm-hmm. So one thing I realized is I was running a hotspot off my old laptop. Well, that was causing a whole fuck ton of interference. So I turned that off, and that actually like boosted it quite a bit. Nice. And then I decided to move my router and modem in here, so it was closer.
Where was it before?
It was out by the humidifier out there.
By the stop sign.
By the stop sign. So that helped me out quite a bit, but because it's so close to this computer, I decided to just hardwire it in. I'm getting 60 megabyte downloads on this fucking thing.
Hardwiring is so awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it to my main computer, but I'd have to like fucking run wire, and I hate running wire.
Yeah, this is quite amazing. I love it a lot.
All the porn.
I do feel a little cramped with this yellow. I feel like I can't like explore the space on the table anymore.
Ethernet cords are tough.
Just shake the fucking ring.
just unplug it and then put it somewhere else and then plug it back in when I'm done. Right? Is that okay?
To be fair, if you were to unplug it, actually, I'm on wireless right now. I shouldn't be on wireless. What is this? Don't unplug it because I'm about to disconnect my wireless.
Live here on 3-Hit Combo.
And it's done.
Oh my god.
I was gonna like unplug, be like, oh, there's wireless.
So the thing with my laptop though is, first of all, I really like my laptop, but I found a reason to fucking hate it. They have a BIOS whitelist for my wireless card, which basically means I can only use that wireless card. I can't upgrade it.
Huh.
The way to get around that is to mod your BIOS.
I was gonna say flash that bitch.
I know. Well, that's fucking tough, man. You can brick your computer. So
usually, they're pretty safe nowadays.
Like, well, I found a forum that does it, like for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so I asked for help there. Hopefully, I'll be able to flash a new BIOS and then run a new card.
That'd be nice.
Stop saying flash.
What I plan to do though, you know, is get a card that can run like a 5 gigahertz signal, so I can be on the 5 gigahertz network, which is pretty ronery.
You can buy some like crazy fucking twat.
What did you just say?
Kawaii.
Twat
means cute.
I thought you said twat.
Are you broken?
I've had a long weekend, guys. I've driven a lot. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
Kawaii. 2Y Wi-Fi.
It's oh my God.
Wisconsin. Waterloo. Thailand?
I was trying to say Thailand. I'm sorry. Holy shit. But okay. I have a wireless router made in Thailand, and the thing has fucking like insane amount of power. And it was like $21. The antenna's like this long, but you can like packet inject and all this shit. But nice. It also does like 7 gigahertz. Like it does the 2.4. 5, oh, yeah, and then it does, 7? And then does 7. I've never fucking heard of 7. That's why I was like, maybe it's a Thailand thing. That's a thing. I don't know, but
so which of our words helped you get to Thailand?
It was a country in my head. I was trying to be like, it's a country. It's a country. I just kept saying country. In my
what
country.
I also did
Jackie
was
Chan is from there.
I flashed a third party firmware on my router. I've got a tomato on it.
That's spooky.
Oh, it's great. It's amazing.
You have tomato on there?
Yeah.
I love how I don't know what any of these words mean.
I can do so many new things with my router now because it's got a good firmware on it.
How easy is it to port forward?
Super easy.
All right, cool.
Yeah, there's no problem with port forwarding. You just select the IP and the port and whether it's UDP or TCP.
Nice. Just give you a bolt option?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. I always just click the bolt option.
Yeah.
Come with bolt.
Yeah, because I forwarded for like uTorrent and stuff like that.
You mean for legally released music?
Yes.
On YouTube.
For Mega, I've... Yeah. Well, I don't know. Mega could be gray area, too. But for port forwarding, super easy. I up the power of my antenna.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I upped it to 80.
What was it at?
42.
No.
They say don't really go above that, though.
There's a penis joke here somewhere, but
You risk overheating.
All over here.
There's one there too.
I turned afterburner on.
The hell's that?
It's I forget the exact something about packets, but if your router supports speed boost technology, turn it on and you can get a little boost.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned
it
on.
I like the antenna thing power. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, the antenna power is nice. I wish I had like an external antenna on the router, but I don't.
Build one with some foil.
The thing is, I have spare antennas that I could put on it, but there's nowhere to put an antenna.
Tape it.
Yeah, tape
it. It works, I swear.
Or like a coat hanger. Like a metal
fucking
coat hanger on
a
it.
Coat hanger in one of the like slots. Just open like vent slots. Just, we're good.
I'm just looking for ways to make it faster. I taped down an antenna and painted flames on it.
Yeah. There's a. You guys ever heard of the game?
Stripes.
Racing
10
stripes.
10 megabytes per second more.
Have you guys ever heard of the game Warhammer?
Yeah.
I used to play a game called Warhammer 40K, which is like the space version of Warhammer. And all the orcs, they had like a special power for like extra points. If you painted their vehicles red, they got an extra inch of movement because red goes faster. And all orcs have a slight psychic ability, but it's all like faith believe, faith based. So you just have to get enough orcs together. If they believe something, it'll happen because of their size. So red goes faster because the orcs want it to go faster.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That actually was pretty sound.
So yeah, networking, I've done a fuck ton of it this week.
I think I'm going to buy a Raspberry Pi.
Are you?
And turn it into a media center because I watched like an 8-minute video today and I was like, that looks really sexy.
Yeah, that looks cool.
My brain knows you weren't talking about an actual Raspberry Pi, but I forced myself to picture an actual Raspberry Pi.
I'm gonna plug an SD card, you're just shoving things in the Pi, like, fucking works!
Like, I went to Village Inn for this.
$40 a Village Inn for this.
I made sure I went on Wednesday, so it was free.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm gonna get the $40 one, which is, like, I think a lot more RAM.
Sweet.
Yeah, so... because I found I can stream all my media to it, and then I can also put Netflix and Amazon and TV on it.
Nice.
So I'm going to do that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Raspberry Pop.
All right. You guys want to go into gaming news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
What's going on over there?
I put on Andy's wedding ring and acted like I was being possessed.
And then I was like, do you feel sad now? You've had the ring on.
I saw the eye.
The Eye of Camilla. What the fuck you doing?
With the podcast.
God.
So here's a rumor that Tam's going to squash for us really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Rayman might be coming to Smash Bros.
I saw this today, like, 5 minutes ago.
Fake.
How is it fake?
The guy made a video explaining exactly how he photoshopped it. He it's like a 7 minute video and it's super fast forward, and he goes, okay, so I took a capture on an HD thing of my Wii U screen booting up and then scrolling the cursor across so I'd capture all of these. And then I just took and I expanded these two slots and I made custom characters for both Mewtwo and Rayman, and I changed the timing of everything. And he goes, I don't normally do leaks like this, but I wanted to just to fuck with everyone. So I did it. Ooh. And he just came out. Like, the video starts with like his back to you. Yeah. And then he just like spins in a wheelie chair and is like, crosses his arm and like smiles. And is like, it was me. Here's how I did it.
Also, it is fake?
It's totally fake. Ah. I'm sad that it's fake.
That's pretty cool. I was like, Rayman? All right. That's neat.
I didn't necessarily care about Rayman. I cared about Sakurai lying to us again. That's what I cared about. I cared about Sakurai lying for the better.
Don't you lie to me, Sakurai!
I want him to lie. He said the only DLC character is going to be Mewtwo. And he said at the moment the only way that you can get it is if you have both the 3DS and the Wii U one. You can't even like purchase him. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is dumb on their part. Like, I get rewarding people for having bought both games. I get that. But you should be able to pay for him, and the world... Smash would go crazy for new characters. Just, I mean, four new characters, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck they are.
Simon Belmont.
Simon, oh my God.
Yeah, he's sweet. That'd be cool.
Oh.
That's from...
I'm going to put this hat over my crotch so you guys Ridley. Don't see my... No, Ridley's too big. That was announced. Sakurai came out in an interview.
Yeah, you know who's fucking big? Bowser.
Yeah, Bowser is also... You know who's too small? Olimar.
Olimar is tiny.
He basically said that he wouldn't be able to do Ridley justice based on the parameters of the Smash Brothers game. It's kind of high.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Bring Snake back.
I would totally agree with bringing Snake back.
Oh, was Snake not?
Snake was cut.
He didn't make it?
Ice Climbers, bring him back.
Ice Climbers was cut because of a technical limitation of the 3DS.
So put him on the Wii U.
But they wanted the
roster to be the same.
It's stupid.
Agreed.
Because then you're limiting the Wii U because of the 3DS.
Yep. I totally agree.
What about the new 3DS?
I don't know if that could handle it or not.
I don't even know. Is that actually more powerful, or is it just like a recase?
Very, very more powerful. If you guys ever, like Super Smash Bros. On the 3DS is a huge game. It's huge. It takes like 20 to 25 seconds to get from pressing the I want to play this game button on the 3DS home screen to the press start on the Super Smash Brothers homepage. Like, it's a long game, and that load time is cut to like 5 seconds on the new 3DS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like, let's play.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really fucking quick.
Did you get one?
No, I want to, but money.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
Yeah, I'm still pretty salty over that whole, they got to be the same on the 3DS and Wii U thing.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thought process on it. Video games are two things. They're games, and they're also art. As an artist, Sakurai, I agree with anything Sakurai wants to do. It's his game, it's his vision, it's his work. He can do what he wants. I'm going to be a fan, and I'm going to support him and his work. As a Smash Brothers player, as a video game enthusiast, I go, you could have done so much if you just collaborated or even asked fans' opinion. Like, that's the reason I like Project M so much. Not because, like, the game is good, because the game, I mean, it has broken parts, but there's such an attention to detail when it comes to the moves of the characters and the taunts. Like, one of the taunts for Snake... Like, every taunt in the Sakurai in Brawl mm-hmm. is he just puts the box over him and then pulls the box off in a different way. In Project M, he has the box, and he rings a codec, and for another one, he pulls out a cigarette, lights it, takes a point of damage, and then puts it away. Because Snake's an avid smoker. He smokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And that's the, super cool.
According to game theory, he smokes weed.
Damn right he does.
Really?
Yeah.
They explained that very well.
Yeah, that was a really educational video. But yeah, I mean, like, that attention is so good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's... I'm not trying to bitch about Sakurai's game. He worked crazy hard. He put himself in, like, the hospital to
it's okay. I'll bitch about Sakurai.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's said many times himself that the game drives him ragged.
Yeah.
That he's spending all day, all night, holidays, weekends. You said it put him in the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, that's going to be a detriment to your work.
Totally.
If you're working at 2% to try and finish this amazing game, you know, that's eventually at some point you need to swallow your pride and get a little bit of help, because there's plenty of people out there that could help you with Smash Bros. And make it really good.
Who would be willing? The Project M guys do it for free.
Yeah. So, that is my take.
All right. I've played Smash a couple times.
Yeah? How was that? See, that's how I fucking felt during that whole networking thing.
I was like, I'm tammed now in this conversation. It's Matt's turn sometime in this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm
he's never the that host. Guy
because I'm super smart.
And he has the computer. He gets to dictate what we talk about.
No, he doesn't.
That's true. No, I was like that last week when you guys were talking about Star Wars.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
All right, we'll just keep going back to Star Wars.
I came in and started yelling nerds.
Oh, that's right.
As if I'm the one who's not.
I heard that like 4 times in the podcast, the word nerd.
Yeah.
Fucking hurts.
Is Peter Molyneux done talking to the press? Which would be great, because every time he talks to the press, he's like, yeah, Fable will totally suck your dick next time.
Is that the creator of Fable?
Yeah.
It is very true. Everything, every game he makes, it's like fucking innovation. He's like Pound Town and everything, and then the game comes out, and you're like, all right, this is kind of cool, but not as much as you were talking about.
You know what would help out Fable?
Hmm.
If it would get its combat multiplier even higher.
Ooh, good idea.
Thanks.
Anyway, so in Fable, when he was like, oh, you're going to have co-op, you know, you're multiplayer, and it was like, yeah, you can't use your own character. You have to choose from a certain list, and you can't leave the screen.
Yeah.
Great multiplayer there, Dick.
I wonder if he's one of those dudes that's like his ideas are just like ahead of their time.
He thinks his ideas are ahead of their time.
Yeah, like, I mean, I wonder if he were to take his, like, Fable ideas back then with the technology now. Instead of the...
He can fucking do it.
Yeah, they did it.
Then do it.
Wait, was that Fable 2 or 3 that had that?
I think it was 2.
Okay. I was like, because 3 was kind of at the end of the console lifestyle, or life cycle, so...
Wasn't? Was that
recent? It was, like, 3 years ago, wasn't it? I don't know. I guess in the console life, like, 10 years, 10 years, is there?
I don't know. That was Fable 2, though.
My best friend fucking loves Fable. And I'm like, huh, that's cool. That's quite a subpar game.
Tom Clark loved him some goddamn Fable.
Really?
Yeah. Especially Fable 2. He was Tom Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Clark.
It's never just Tom. It's always Tom Clark.
Tom Clark.
Oh, hey, our fourth guest.
Yahoo CEO Tom Clark.
I found the third person.
Just Cause 3 will be coming in at the end of this year.
Did you see the trailer for it?
No, I haven't.
It is cool. I don't even... Rico, I think, is the main guy's name.
Rico Suave?
No.
The lead character from Starship Troopers?
Oh, yeah. Rico! That's a good movie. That's a really good movie.
I think it's on Netflix. I think it just dropped on Netflix.
The second one has been on there for fucking ever.
Oh, sure.
Like, I don't want to watch the second. The first is the best.
I haven't seen
MPH fucking sticking things in bugs.
Okay. All right. I know we're getting off topic, and I'm so sorry, Matt, but that was the first movie I'd ever seen that had any nudity in it.
Oh, me too!
Yeah!
That was my first Hollywood booby movie.
I was just like, I don't know. What are those things?
I was like, I can't tell mom and dad about this.
I watched it with my dad, and he was just totally cool with it. But, okay, confession time. I went back without my parents, and I was just watching, just paused, and I was like, I like the way this feels. I don't know why, and I don't know what to do now, but this is a good feeling. Okay, I'll turn the DVD off now. I'm done.
Your dad's like, watch this Dark Tree, and it just picks up right there. Pause. All right. Tam's in bed. All right.
Shulk Amiibo pre-orders are open for a second wave at GameStop.
Cool. And they're probably already sold out now.
Oh, probably.
Probably. Shulk, that person who was, as far as I know, made for Smash Bros.
I actually kind of want to play that game. It kind of seems like an interesting Final Fantasy-esque game. Or like a under the Fire Emblem.
Shulk, for me, was the epitome of fucking who?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, we're announcing Shulk. I'm like, what the fuck?
There's like two Nintendo fans. They're like, yeah!
It's trying to sell more. Fuck, what is that game even called?
Is it?
Fuck, let me look it up. I'm dying. You're going to tell me, and I'm going to be like, of course. That's Xenoblade. It. Thank you. God, I had a bunch of synonyms for the Xenoblade in my head, but
Xenoverse.
Yeah, I think that might have been what I thought. I don't know. Whatever. I can't remember back 2 seconds. Continue.
Yeah, Shulk. More Shulks.
More scalping. Let's go.
Yeah.
Three Hit Scalpo Podcast.
It's the only way to make money.
All right, guys. That will do it for gaming news.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
That's everything?
That's everything.
The whole kit and caboodle?
The whole kit and caboodle.
Oh.
Kittens?
Caboodles?
All right, let's move into technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3 Hit Combo.
Pirate Bay was down. It's back.
So was
Kick-Ass Torrents.
Kick-Ass, yep.
That was down. It's back.
Next topic.
Yeah, dude, that's about it.
Yeah.
Lonely hacker builds Arduino to trade Pokemon with himself.
What?
Basically, what he did is he built a program on his Arduino.
It's an Arduino.
It's like a motor.
A what?
Yeah, it reminds me of a Raspberry Pi almost.
Oh, okay.
But
it's more like Cherry.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Cherry. Arduino. Arduino.
The only reason I know about him is my dad makes robots, and he has Arduinos in WALL-E.
I know that someone used Arduinos. He hooked one up to his TV. And anytime someone said a code word, it would mute his TV. I think specifically it was Snooki. So anytime someone said Snooki, it would mute his TV for a while.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's like you just change it every day. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's like, yeah.
Find all the favorite TV shows your wife watches and then just find common like keywords.
He just did it so he didn't have to hear about her anymore. So.
Oh,
that's still really smart.
I don't know. I was thinking like if somebody in the room, like there was a party.
No, it's
like,
it's on the TV. It's hooked up to the TV.
Oh, okay.
And so if someone on the TV says the word,
that makes sense. I thought it was like somebody's in a party, and like it's a bunch of chatting, and it's like, yeah, so I saw Snooki on the cover of Lifetime, and just like the whole room gets silent after you say that.
No, basically word filtering his TV.
That's funny. That's super funny.
Anyway, so this man used one to create, basically you hook it up to your Game Boy like you would another Game Boy through a link cable, and on that Arduino they have a couple Pokemon, you can just trade back and forth. So you can evolve those trade-only Pokemon.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
He also did it to move a Pokemon from his Game Boy Color to his Game Boy Advance.
Whoa! He's getting crazy.
Between copies of Pokemon.
Different consoles. Ugh.
But it's nice because he can just do it by himself.
Damn.
As opposed to just getting a link cable.
Shitload of them.
Right.
As opposed to just getting a link cable.
Yeah. And, you know, putting his system down. He should do the hours of programming so he doesn't have to move his hands.
Probably don't take that long, to be honest.
This is...
If someone that knows Arduinos that well...
What if that was his first project? Like, I could go out and be sociable. Or robots.
Yeah.
The choice is obvious.
You can get an Arduino 3D printer.
Oh, nice. That's cool. How much?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
See if my dad's interested.
$792. That's the cheapest I have seen a 3D printer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Arduino is the 3D printer?
No, it's a 3D printer made by Arduino. So you can use an Arduino with it. But yeah, that's the cheapest I've seen a 3D printer to this day.
Got it.
So that's pretty nice.
That probably won't work for my dad's uses, but thanks.
I want to learn CAD just for this, for 3D printing.
Talk to my dad.
Dude, there's someone out there that 3D printed the Christopher Nolan bat suit, like, to their measurements.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because UNO has 3D printers, and you can send your files in and, like, pay for it, and they'll 3D print whatever you make. And I'm like, Batman costume!
My dad is in the process right now of making the Dread Pirate Roberts sword from Princess Bride.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. He's drawing up everything and printing it.
What I would do if I had a 3D printer is make a bunch of custom dildos.
Yeah.
And I would go, I'd start a business and sell them and have, you know, those sex toy parties because only women go to those.
Hey, ladies. Score. This is my dick.
Desperate, crazy, crazy women.
It wouldn't necessarily be my dick.
Oh.
It could be my dick.
Why not?
Or hell, Andy's dick.
Because
I'm married.
Right. Married that dick will never be used ever again. Donate it for science.
Very true. This fifth 500 years from now, like, Andy's dick is the only last remaining thing of 2000 society.
It's like Fallout. Someone's walking through a wasteland. They reach down and they pull up like a plastic Andy's dick. And you're like, oh my God.
Have to beat a mutant with it.
They start putting nails in it. Andy's dick.
Last time
nails.
This dick got nailed.
Zing.
Yeah! Like just an atomic bomb blows up.
Of course you can look at it.
Contact lens with a tiny telescope. Made in Switzerland.
That's pretty cool.
You can turn the telescope on and off with a wink of the eye.
Just having...
Wink that ass!
having dinner with somebody. You're just like... What are you winking at? Nothing.
Your eye starts doing the straight, like, start, like... Just doing, looking down.
The chameleon. And,
yeah, the chameleon
like one
eyes.
Eye straight, one eye
like,
down.
Keep eye contact with that telescope and eyes just zooming on them tits.
The contact lens works with a special pair of liquid crystal glasses connected to an electronic system.
I would never put an electronic system in my fucking eye.
No?
For now, the lens can only be worn for half an hour at a time because the rigid lens isn't permeable enough to oxygen. The researchers have already experimented with cutting tiny 0.1 millimeter channels through the lens to allow oxygen flow.
That's crazy.
Okay, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't put something in my eye that can only last for 30 minutes. But, yeah.
You would just take it out after 30 minutes.
That's fine.
I'd wait for it to get better and then do it.
That's the way to do it. Dude, I think night vision contacts are fucking neat technology.
That exists?
Yep. Didn't we talk about it on this podcast? The supposedly the Navy SEALs that got Bin Laden
mm-hmm.
were wearing night vision contacts.
I don't think we talked about that.
I don't think we did either. Value? How much are they worth? Because that'd be cool as fuck!
Yeah.
That'd be cool as fuck. Dude, I'd never miss that hole ever again.
So easy. Takes all my nighttime stalking down.
Yeah.
So easy.
You want to see something cool? Whoa. Night vision goggles. To be honest, they're not that noticeable on your face.
Turn off the light and everyone can't see you except for the cat. Cat's like, welcome to the darkness.
He's just licking himself. Hello.
Yo, motherfucker.
This is my time.
All right, well, that is all we have for technology news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they developed a technology that would lead to night vision contacts.
Oh, okay. So it was a half-assed
so
news story.
So you lied to us.
Fuck.
Fucking liar, Andy.
Well, at least they're developing it.
So much for that Raspberry Pi.
We're still getting that.
No.
Update!
Andy's a liar. All right. Let's move on to news.
I have no journalistic responsibilities.
No, we... No.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Oh, wait, wait.
This is news on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
God damn it. I was just about to say, we played one of each. We played an Andy drop, my drop, and a Skylar drop.
Yay!
Drop my pen, sorry. Middle school students given 50 Shades of Grey puzzles. It was a word search from words from 50 Shades of Grey, and they had to find them.
Oh.
Can we have an example of some of the words?
Yeah.
I don't have any. Well, here.
Let's make up our own. Anal beads.
Well, I can see a couple. I can see spanking, submissive, bondage, and leather cuffs.
Oh, my God. Silver balls.
I do not see silver balls in here. These were middle school students based on 50 Shades of Grey.
How could a teacher think that's possibly okay or acceptable?
I have no idea.
Like, that's as stupid as, like, putting a bunch of kindergartners in a trunk and going on a food run.
That shit's funny.
That was the best, by far.
This whole 50 Shades of Grey.
I gotta do some errands. It's blown out of proportion, man.
It's so...
But, I mean, for the movie executives, it's probably sexy as fuck. They're just like, oh, the money! Because it almost made $100 million yesterday.
That's sad.
I have seen such a...
That's disappointing.
One way on the scale versus the other. Such a duality of response. Either this movie is amazing and I can't wait to see it again. I want a man just like... almost a Dorian Gray. Like the guy from the picture. That would be a fucking great movie. Or I've seen fucking... he's Dorian Gray. Dorian Gray is a fucking rapist and you shouldn't condone any of this and... He didn't have consent to do anything to this fictional character. Nobody should be applauding this. I've seen such...
Have you read excerpts of it?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
If you were to read excerpts of it, you would look at it and be like, this is fucking emotional abuse.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Haven't bothered in the slightest.
Yeah. People who actually, like, enjoy that and think it's sexy are fucking nuts. They're nuts. Nuts.
Balls.
Anyway, yeah, it's not, it's uncool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd have to read it, but that would warrant a desire to read it. We should have a book club. We should all read 50 Shades of Grey.
I wouldn't bother reading it. Just Google, like, 50 Shades of 50 Shades of Grey excerpts, and then you'll find it. You'll find articles where they will explain it.
Do you think there'll be a porn parody where, like, no actual sex happens?
Then it wouldn't be a porn.
But isn't the thing already a porn?
It's already a porn.
So, like, a parody of this porn movie would be a non-pornographic movie?
Andy's not paying attention. He's got a phone.
Of course he does. Here, we'll all get on our electronics.
Hold on!
Yeah,
let's do that.
Oh, look, I got a Snapchat from someone.
I've got updates. I've got updates on my phone.
You got what? Updates. There's a drop. You gotta play the drop.
Updates.
Play the drop.
It says update. I have multiple updates, so
just click it a bunch. Update, update, update.
Sounds cool.
A Florida couple fell asleep in a dumpster and they woke up in a garbage truck. A man and woman who were intoxicated had to be rescued after falling asleep in a dumpster that was later emptied into a garbage truck. Officials say the couple had been sleeping in the dumpster outside a convenience store near Tampa Bay. When the dumpster was emptied into the back of the garbage truck, they started screaming and banging on the sides of the truck.
They literally went out with the trash, man.
I want them to be, like, high-functioning people and it just be a sexual desire to fuck in a dumpster. Like, that's what I want. And then just, like, they passed out because of exhaustion.
Take me on top of this leftover Taco Bell.
Yeah. God.
Oh, they got the bathroom trash bags. It's soft.
Go ahead and just lay out, flip the pizza box over so we have the non-greasy side. So we have a flat surface.
You don't want cheese getting in that.
Use that spilled trash bag as a pillow. Put it underneath your hips.
Ah, sex pillows.
I had to pull up this article just for the fucking headline, but the whole article's gold.
Okay.
It just all the whole fucking thing. First of all, the headline. Suspicious banana-like object determined not to be a threat.
All right, that's all right. I need to know. Next topic.
out of Lincoln, Nebraska, emergency personnel and a bomb disposal expert have determined that a suspicious banana hanging from a pine tree in Nebraska is simply a harmless geocache.
Oh my god!
The Lincoln Journal Star reports that a utility worker spotted the device wrapped in yellow tape attached to a wire. The worker called 911. Police, firefighters, and a bomb technician determined the banana wasn't a bomb, but a prize hunted by people on geocaching quests.
Oh, dude, geocaching's fun, but that's awesome.
You've been geocaching?
I have.
It was one of the first things I did whenever I got up to Omaha. My parents took me geocaching to try and learn the area.
It's nice. It's fun. I got a legit GPS for that.
Yeah. Lincoln Fire Investigator Chuck Schweitzer says that city bomb technicians have been out on similar calls throughout the years as geocaching has grown in popularity.
Yeah, the community's getting big. It's like a couple million now. Yeah, and also smartphones make it super easy now. Mm-hmm. There's apps straight for geocaching because of the GPS.
That's cool.
Yeah, geocaching.
We should have a three-hit combo geocaching adventure.
I want to get some boots.
What?
I usually geocache in my old skateboarding shoes. Like, I want to get boots for it.
Freud says you didn't say boots.
I want boobs. Well, you know, it's that picture. All I can see is the boobs. It's pretty awesome. Like, the head's cut off.
So. I actually really dig the background. Like, not to be like a huge asshole.
Shut up.
Like, I mean, that bed looks really comfy. Like, I
wonder, look at the letters in the background.
How many count?
Look at how many D's are there.
I love her boots.
What do you think the thread count is on those sheets?
Triple D.
Jessica Negri, if you want to come on our podcast,
we promise to take the pictures down.
She comes on and just the whole time you're just, hey.
So I know Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, and
so your boobs, huh?
We should seriously send her a message. Yep, write that shit down.
We could tweet her.
Yeah. We have a podcast.
Can your boobs come on our podcast? Can you come on our podcast?
Can you come on our podcast so we can come on your podcast?
Come in. It's in the upstairs.
It's in the spare bedroom. I lit a couple candles and put on some music for you.
You know, now if we do tweet her and ask her to come on, she might listen. And this probably ruined it.
Oh, sorry. Jessica Negri, I promise we're not total creeps. Just normal hormonal boy creeps.
No. I'm not helping. So you're safe. I'll just stare silently. Just, hey.
We should see if Melissa Midwest wants to come on the show.
Sure, let's do it.
I know someone who knows her.
I have a proposition for you, Melissa Midwest.
Tell you what. Could you... Well, the thing is...
I'd let her have my seat. I'll be straight up.
The thing is, she might be a porn star, but she's not a prostitute, you know? Because I was about to say, like,
stick this in your ass.
I was going to be like, hey, could you give Tam a handy on the podcast?
I'd love to have an Andy. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the little boy from Toy Story. It's where you just shove an action figure up your ass.
Not expect that.
To infinity and beyond. Someone's poisoned the water hole.
All right.
The wings. You're like, I love it when the wings open inside me.
There's a snake in my boot.
So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. That's the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Just realized that Annie emailed me something. I didn't pull up that article. And search for us on YouTube, 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So, for Tam and Annie, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of
We'll be right back.